Charles-Cajillo, Richard speaking.
Hey, Richard, it's Erica. I'm DJ.
Hey, Erica, what's up?
I figured out this the link that so you basically just want to have like a little kiosk if you wanted to show the website with retail prices, right?
Right.
Okay, so on our website, do you have a minute now, or do you want me to call tomorrow, whatever's best for you?
I'll get
Or
MDJ.
okay, yep. So you go to MDJ's website and you log in, and then if you go to at the top, let's see here, API Inventory Connect. So you enter your email, and it'll just send you. Let's see, it'll just send you a link. But this is like more for like like your website builder. But if you just copy paste the hyperlink that it creates after you put your markup in, the minimum markup is like Keystone. And then, but you could do it up from there however you want. But yeah, so you just copy paste that hyperlink into the web browser once you do your thing. And then, but if you're like, it's really for web developers like to link it to the inventory. But I did figure it out, and you can just copy paste it into the web, like into your search bar, your website, URL bar, and it'll populate the inventory that way.
Okay, it didn't work for me. Copy URL.
Did you?
And put it in there. It says record message, please enter correct. I guess I need an API key. Generate key. Copy URL. Let's try that. There you go. Nope.
It's not working. Did you hit generate key?
I did. It just gives
You
me a
did it.
page full of code.
So in step one, like you put the 100% for markup.
I put 247.
Oh, okay, even better. Okay, and then the step two, you click the generate key, right? And you're logged in in your account. Okay, and then generated the key, and then you scroll down, and it doesn't say copy URL.
It does, and then when I paste it, it's just the pasted page is a page full of code.
Oh, that's weird. Let's see here. Now, what if you like? Okay, I don't know why it's doing that then. I'm gonna have to investigate a little bit more, maybe. I'm trying it something else right now. I copied it like myself. And let's see if it's working for me. No, you're right. What the heck? It worked earlier. Okay, I'm gonna have to get back to you. Never mind. The reason I called though is I don't have your email address stored. I just have Malcolm's.
Yeah, it's Richard. Same thing, Richard.
Okay, same thing. Okay, at charlescole.com. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just shoot you an email. I'm just gonna call IT right now and see if they're still there, and then I'll just send you an email and let you know when I'll call back to teach you how to do it,
Okay.
when it'll be good to go. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Erica. Bye.